Stand by for the fastest 60 minutes in Jewish radio. It's time for the Jewish Experience. Hi, everyone, and welcome back. In just three more days, we're going to relive the exodus from Egypt once again as if we are personally leaving. Hi, I'm Hirsch DeLynn, your host, and you are tuned in to Pittsburgh's only Jewish radio program, The Jewish Experience. The parsha this week is Tzav. Last week we learned about the korbanos, or sacrifices. Well, this week we learn about the folks who offer those korbanos, the priests. Their duties and rights are discussed, and we see from here that the Kohanim ate the meat of some of the korbanos as their compensation for carrying out the rituals. And we see their positions be reestablished with the rebuilding of our holy temple immediately. And today is Yud Aleph Nissan. It is the birthday of the Lubavitcher Rebbe, one of the leading forces revitalizing the observance of Torah and mitzvahs throughout the world. Because of the Rebbe, there's not one country or continent that does not have an emissary of the Rebbe bringing Jews closer to their faith through events and learning and programs that delight young and old. And speaking of delight, our staff is ready to delight you with the best in educational Jewish radio with Musical Moish, Rabbi Meir Goldwasser, Rabbi Yosef Eisen, and Ms. Devorah DeLynn. So sit back and enjoy 60 minutes of the best Jewish radio in Pennsylvania. Special guest today is Benny Friedman, nationally known singer, popular with young and old. We'll speak to him about his music and listen to some selected cuts. He'll be performing in Pittsburgh this coming Thursday. Of course, we'll have your community announcements and mazel tovs along with current news. Fresh from Israel National Radio coming up in the half hour. And don't forget to take time now to support Jewish Radio in Pittsburgh. We appreciate the support we're getting, but we do really need to have that continuous support. You can sponsor your favorite segment, of course, by sending an email to jewishexperience@verizon.net or give us a call at 412-979-5770. And we'll tell you what all the details are all about. And of course, if you want to hear us on the air each week, you should write a check now and become a partner in this exciting endeavor. Rabbi Goldwasser's Torah lesson is sponsored by Rebbe Yisrael Zerlo. And the community news and announcements is sponsored by Kramer's Windows and Glass Block. The popular feminine perspective is now sponsored by Lens Landscaping. Rabbi Eisen's Moment in Jewish History is still available for sponsorship, so call right now and reserve your spot. Rabbi Goldwasser's popular story segment is sponsored by Roladin. Remember, if you enjoy listening to our program, your financial support is critical to making this program available to you in your homes each week. Our entire staff does work hard to bring you the best in Jewish programming, but we do rely on your generous support. And, of course, we want to thank our regular sponsors, Burton Hirsch Funeral Home, Next Generation Financial Services, First Mariner Bank, Pittsburgh Simcoe Orchestra, led by our own Musical Moishe, and Artistic Photography. And don't forget, they ask for a special gift of a beautiful refrigerator magnet. We got a few left. It's yours free when you call us at 412-979-5770, or you can send us an email at jewishexperience@verizon.net. And, of course, we checked them for chametz, so they're okay. You can put them up on your refrigerator on Pesach, believe it or not. Don't forget, special Pesach magnets here. I'm J.E. Don't forget, candlelighting time this week, 7:24 p.m. So relax and enjoy the show. You got even more time than last week. So how about it, Moish?
Oh, back here at the J.E. once again. It's Erev Pesach. I cannot believe the time goes by so fast. Da-da-yay-nu, a sweeping and cleaning, I guess we're almost done. Friday Erev Shabbos here, a brand new Pesach, and a brand new selection on the J.E. Here's YBC, that's Yeshiva Boys Choir, brand new, and Shabbachi, because you're tuned in and good to go, if you keep it right here on the J.E.
Rabbi Goldwasser's Parsha segment this week is sponsored by Reb Yisrael Zerlo in honor of the Refua Shlema of Klal Yisrael for the healthy recovery of all the people of Israel. And now, our resident rabbi, Rabbi Meir Goldwasser.
In the Talmud Yerushalmi, which we say every day in our prayers, we are taught concerning the daily incense offering. Our Kapora taught, if they would have included in the incense's composition a kortov, a very small amount of honey, it would have been impossible for anyone to stand in its presence because of its overwhelmingly fragrant scent. So why didn't they include honey in it? Because the Torah said You shall not burn any leaven or honey as a fire offering to Hashem. If the addition of honey to the incense offering would have rendered it overwhelming and unbearable to man, this should be enough of a reason to explain why it was omitted from the incense formula. Why, then, is the biblical verse adduced as proof? The lesson of Bar Kappara's teaching is profound and universal in its application. Even when there is a compelling reason to initiate or reject a certain proposal, if there is a source in the Torah that relates to that issue, it is the Torah's injunction that should be the guide in arriving at the final decision, and not the practical or logical deliberations. It is very interesting to note that the father's son to the son who is wicked is the exact same answer that is given to the son who does not know how to formulate a question. To both of them, the Haggadah says that the father will tell them, Ba'avur zeh oso Hashem li betseisi mimitzroyim. It is because of this that Hashem took me out from the land of Egypt. How could it be that the answer that is given to the wicked son is the same answer that is given to the child who does not know how to ask? The Kesav Sofer gives a very beautiful answer. When a child is young, parents sometimes say that we do not want to bother him with learning so much. It's better that he has more time to go out and play and to enjoy the fresh air. The Haggadah is telling us, if when the child is very young, the Haggadah is telling us that if, when the child is very young, you wish to fill them with ideas of Torah and mitzvahs, very well. But you should know, if you choose otherwise, in the end you still will give this child the same answer, Ba'avur zeh oso Hashem li betseisi mimitzroyim. But by that time, it will be a very different child. Instead of being the child who does not know how to ask, it will be the child who is a Rosha.
And now we're going to slide you into the mood of Pesach with some old-time Pesach favorites.
Ma nishtana ha-layla hazeh mikol ha-lelot, mikol ha-lelot. שבכל הלילות אנו אוכלים חמץ ומצה, חמץ ומצה. הלילה הזה, הלילה הזה, כולו מצה. הלילה הזה, הלילה הזה, כולו מצה. מה נשתנה הלילה הזה מכל הלילות, מכל הלילות? שבכל הלילות הם אנו אוכלים, בין יושבים ובין מסובים, בין יושבים ובין מסובים. הלילה הזה, הלילה הזה, כולנו מסובים. הלילה הזה, הלילה הזה, כולנו מסובים.
Retirement can be a wonderful reward for years of hard work, but it can also be stressful as you deal with questions about how to maintain your standard of living while protecting what you worked so hard for. What if I told you that you could generate extra cash flow without touching a penny of your savings, investments, or current income? If you or someone you love is 62 years or older and owns their own home, they may be able to take advantage of a federally regulated program called a home equity conversion mortgage or reverse mortgage. Seniors all across the U.S. are using reverse mortgages to increase their cash flow for purchasing long-term care insurance, putting grandkids through college, making charitable donations, paying off credit card debt, paying for prescription drugs, buying vacation homes, and paying for much-needed home repair. Call for a free copy of the Homekeeper Mortgage Consumer Fact Sheet today. Get the facts and help yourself and your family through a reverse mortgage. Call Andy at 412-562-2220 for a free copy while supplies last. Again, that number is 412-562-2220 for your free copy of the Homekeeper Mortgage Consumer Fact Sheet. First Mariner Bank is an equal housing lender. All around us, life is moving faster and faster. Things are changing all the time, and it's a comfort to know in your time of need that at Burton Hirsch Funeral Home, the Jewish tradition continues. Burton Hirsch Funeral Home has served the Pittsburgh Jewish community since 1947 and has recently remodeled its entire facility to better serve you. Burton Hirsch Funeral Directors are members of the Jewish Funeral Directors Association and work closely with area rabbis to ensure that your needs as a Jewish family are totally met. Their attentive and compassionate guidance results in treating each family as their own. I personally met with Michael Hilgefort. And did you know that Burton Hirsch Funeral Home is even involved with community educational programs to ensure that Jewish families know what to do to have a proper burial? In your time of special need, call Squirrel Hill's only Jewish funeral home, Burton Hirsch, at 412-521-2600. That's 412-521-2600. They welcome your request to visit and tour their state-of-the-art facilities. Burton Hirsch Funeral Home, proud sponsors of the Jewish Experience, 412-521-2600. 5-2-1-2-600. Time for a moment in Jewish history with the author of Miraculous Journey, Rabbi Yosef Eisen.
The Musar Movement, Problems in Lithuanian Non-Hasidic Society. Beneath the surface of piety and Torah study, Lithuanian society was eroding. Mitzvah observance was becoming rote and stale, lacking any enthusiasm or sense of purpose. Torah study was reduced to knowledge of myriad details without any focus on the moral lessons and spiritual perfection the commandments are supposed to inculcate. The sections of the Torah dealing with interpersonal relations and perfection of character were neglected. Many people regarded Judaism merely as a list of do's and don'ts and were especially susceptible to the Enlightenment coming from Western Europe in the 1800s. In the words of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, most Jews would not think of eating bread without washing their hands, even if they will go hungry as a result. However, the severe sin of lashon hara, gossip, is violated with impunity, even if there is little desire for it. If a coach or butcher has the slightest doubt regarding the status of his meat, he will consult with a rabbi, despite the possibility of incurring a substantial loss. However, if he is involved in a monetary case, he will lie and cheat, even though it is a worse sin than eating non-kosher food. Hasidus addressed these problems in its own way, which helped the society in which it thrived. However, Lithuanian Jews were historic opponents of Hasidus. In addition, the temperament of the average Lithuanian Jew was not suited for Hasidus. The cheerfulness, lightness, and spontaneous merriment of Hasidus held no attraction for the staid, reserved Lithuanian Jew. And even today, the terms Kalta Litvak, a cold Lithuanian, and Varam Chassid, a warm Chassid, are commonly used. Misnagdic Jews needed a revolutionary movement to infuse new vitality into their observance. The Musar movement, founded by Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, filled this need. Rabbi Yisrael's family's name was Lipkin, but he became known as Rabbi Yisrael Salanter after the town of Salant, where he studied as a youth. He became attracted to a renowned scholar, Rabbi Zundel Brody of Salant, a leading disciple of Rabbi Chaim of Volozhin. The young Rabbi Yisrael was inspired by Rabbi Zundel's piety, particularly its hiddenness. As later related by Rabbi Yisrael, he stealthily followed Rabbi Zundel into the forest, where the latter was in the habit of reciting and formulating ethical and pietistic duties of particular relevance. Once Rabbi Zundel spotted young Yisrael and then told him, "Israel, learn Musar so that you may become one who fears heaven." Upon hearing his teacher's charge, Rabbi Yisrael's heart was filled with a fiery zeal, and he assiduously began studying Musar. This is Rabbi Yosef Eisen, wishing you a happy and healthy Shabbos and Pesach.
Okay, here's another brand new selection from the Yeshiva Boys Choir. This one's entitled In a Song, a very beautiful song indeed.
I have cried for all the children who were torn from house and home. Soldiers came, confusion in their eyes. Could these not be my very own? Oh, what of times I've seen the best come from inside. When the strength of many becomes one voice that can lift our spirits high. In a song we'll sing, we'll hear together hand
This week's news segment is brought to you by Kramer's Windows and Glass Block. When your requirements call for replacement windows or glass block, call Ed at 412-848-2262. That's 412-848-2262.
Now, from the Israel National Radio Newsroom, here's Ernie Singer.
This Shabbat is called Shabbat HaGadol, the Great Sabbath, because of its proximity to Passover, or Pesach in Hebrew, which begins Monday night. It has been calculated as the day the children of Israel took the lambs to be used in the sacrifice that preceded the biblical exodus from Egypt, but miraculously were not attacked by the Egyptians, who viewed the lambs as gods. For more, listen to Torah Tidbits audio and other religious portions of programming on IsraelNationalRadio.com. Arab Christians living in PLO-assigned cities will be free to visit the rest of Israel during the upcoming Christian holidays, according to army officials. The Christians will be allowed to travel anywhere in the country to visit family and to stay the night. Christian citizens of Israel, who like most Israelis are prohibited from entering the PLO-assigned areas, will be allowed to visit Jericho, Bethlehem, and other Arab cities in Judea and Samaria in order to visit family and participate in religious ceremonies. If the security situation permits, the Israeli citizens will be allowed to enter Gaza as well. Israel's National Labor Court continuing hearings Sunday morning in the strike by government workers over the competitive bid put out by the government for their banking business. In a gesture for the upcoming Passover holiday, some striking employees going back to work on Friday at government-run hospitals, social security offices, the Interior Ministry, and the Vehicle Licensing Bureau. The price at the pump going up about 5% as of April 1st following a rise in the price of crude oil on the world market. The sharp rise probably will push the consumer price index for April out of minus territory. One factor, the crisis with Britain over Iran's seizure of 15 British sailors, but a decline is expected towards summer. The head of the Defense Ministry's Homa Missile Defense Agency has told the Jerusalem Post that recent modifications made to Israel's aero-ballistic missile defense system enable it to successfully intercept and destroy any ballistic missile in the Middle East, including nuclear-capable missiles under development by Iran. In an interview to be published on Monday, Arya Herzog says Iran and Syria, with the help of North Korea, are investing unprecedented amounts of money in long-range ballistic missile capabilities and have all but given up building modern air forces. Discussing the second Lebanon war, Herzog said a missile defense system that was effective against the short-range Katyusha of the type launched by Hezbollah against Israel last summer could have changed the outcome in Israel's favor. Quoting Herzog, if someone thinks that a large percentage of his missiles will be intercepted, he will think twice before attacking. Herzog promoting the sale of the system to Israel's allies such as Turkey and South Korea, if agreed upon by the United States, which co-funded the project. A senior American State Department official telling the newspaper that the threat is growing of terrorist groups like Hezbollah acquiring technology for nuclear or other weapons of mass destruction. The official indicating that there are a large number of nuclear smuggling incidents each year, some of which are substantial and not limited to low-grade material. While the official would not discuss the specific capabilities of Hezbollah, Hamas, and Islamic Jihad, he said, quoting now, each of those terrorist groups are ones the United States is very concerned about. He also said Arab and Muslim countries were increasingly playing a role in combating the spread of such technologies to terrorist organizations. In the words of the official, I don't know that I could yet say it's a shared concern across the Arab world. That would be an overstatement. But I would say the beginnings are positive here. You have countries including Islamic states with a common vision working closely together. The head of Mossad civilian intelligence, Meir Dagan, advised the government not to respond immediately to the July 12 kidnappings of soldiers Ehud Goldwasser and Eldad Regev by Hezbollah, according to the Haaretz Daily. In a report that will appear Monday, Dagan says he reasoned that Israel first should have made sure that the Home Front Command could protect northern Israel against massive Katyusha attacks before embarking on the military retaliation. The article also states that Defense Minister Amir Peretz did not refer the recommendation to the cabinet for discussion. Shabbat is Yud Bet, the 12th of Nisan on the Jewish calendar, and the weather forecast, warmer and drier than usual until the end of Shabbat, with a chance of very light rain Shabbat afternoon. Cooler Saturday night with rain expected over most of the country. Most of the rain expected in the north on Sunday with a big drop in temperatures, reaching cooler than usual Monday under cloudy skies with a chance of sprinkles. In Jerusalem and Tel Aviv on Friday, a high temperature of 21 degrees centigrade, 70 Fahrenheit. At the Red Sea, 31 degrees centigrade, 88 Fahrenheit. The Dead Sea, 28 degrees centigrade, 82 Fahrenheit. Ernie Singer, Israel National Radio.
Song. want to wish our brothers and sisters in the Holy Land a very peaceful and restful Shabbat.
What a better time to talk about Mazel Tovs with the holiday of Passover coming up, another Chag, one of the big three. And let's talk about them. Sydney and Carol Deutsch on the bas mitzvah of a granddaughter and on the engagement of a granddaughter. Murray and Elvira Pfeffer on the engagement of a grandson. Robert and Andrea Seawald on the birth of a grandson. Dr. and Mrs. Yitzchak Zlotschauer on the birth of a granddaughter. Rabbi and Mrs. Yosef Derin on the engagement of their son Chesky to Shana Grossbaum. And finally, Rabbi and Mrs. Nissen Zeitz on the birth of a grandson. Mazel tov to everyone. And with the winter behind us, time to get ready for your kids age 3 to 11 to get registered in Camp Gan Yisrael for a summer of a lifetime. Camp runs from July 9th to August 17th. At the Yeshiva Boys and Girls School buildings with swimming and trips off of campus. For more information, visit cgipittsburgh.com or call Rabbi Shmuley Rothman at 412-715-4883. 412-715-4883. And the Pesach Family Concert with Benny Friedman, who you'll hear in just a few minutes, will be live Thursday, April 5th in the Katz Auditorium at the JCC in Squirrel Hill. Doors open at 7 p.m. Show begins at 7:30 p.m. There is a nominal charge. Benny's music has been popular with the young Jewish music lovers across the world and around the country. He'll be backed up by our own Pittsburgh Simcha Orchestra, led by Uncle Moishe Pekar. For more information, Rabbi Shmuley Rothman again can be reached at 412-715-4883. The Ne'e Emunah Synagogue has an event open to the general community, a pre-Pesach Lunch and Learn on Shabbos, March 31st. The topic is Prepare for Your Haggadah. There is a cost for the lunch. Contact the synagogue at 412-521-1477. Of course, the meeting of Food Addicts and Recovery Anonymous meets at Shari Torah every Sunday evening from 7 to 8:30 p.m. The program is a recovery group for people who cannot control their eating and or their weight. It is a successful program, and, of course, it's not for women only. Men are invited as well. For more information, call Elon at 412-422-2224. If you'd like to have your Mazel Tovs on our program, you can call us at 412-979-5770 or email jewishexperience@verizon.net by noon on Monday for that week's program. And don't forget, candlelighting time this week, 7:24 p.m. Welcome a very special guest today on the Jewish Experience radio program, Benny Friedman, who is a nationally known vocalist, singer, very popular with young and old alike. Benny, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. How are you?
Great. And I know you have an upcoming gig, as we say here in Pittsburgh, next Thursday, and you'll be performing live April 5th in the auditorium of the JCC, the Katz Auditorium in Squirrel Hill. And we'll be talking more about that on the show later, and we'll tell people how to get tickets and that sort of thing. But first, I want to know a little bit more about Benny Friedman. How long have you been in the Jewish music business?
Well, I started singing when I was probably about 14.
Uh-huh.
It's probably the worst time to start singing.
Well, your voice has already changed.
Right. But I started singing when I was in Postville, Iowa.
And were you singing professionally at that time, or just volunteering to sing?
That was just a volunteer fooling around.
Uh-huh.
You know, on Olava Malkus and things like that.
Sure. So obviously you had come from a singing family. What is your relationship with Avraham Fried?
Avraham Fried is my uncle.
Okay.
And he is a wonderful man.
Great singer.
And a great voice.
Absolutely. My kids love him.
And kids love him, and his kids love him.
That's the most important thing. His kids love him.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, exactly. I saw you guys on the YouTube broadcast. I thought it was very very touching, very nice. So, okay, so tell us a little bit about your music. How is it different from Avraham Fried? How is it different from other Jewish music purveyors? What makes you so special?
What makes me so special? Oh. Well, what I hope to do is to with my music branch out a little bit more, a little bit broader.
Okay.
Yeah, with the audience. A lot of the Jewish music is focused on the religious audience, religious community, the Orthodox community. I hope to try
mm-hmm.
and branch out a little bit more to a larger audience.
Larger audience. So, did you have voice training at all to do this?
Yes, I studied in Los Angeles with a fellow by the name of Seth Riggs.
Mm-hmm. Okay, anything special you had to do? Any kind of exercises? Is this something that came natural to you, or what? Was it hard work to be able to do?
I grew up mimicking Avraham Fried, so a lot of the technique, even though I didn't know what I was doing, I got a lot of that. I grooved my voice the wrong way. We had to fix it, but I did get a lot of the good technique because I don't have to tell you that Avraham Fried knows what he's doing.
Sure, he absolutely knows what he's doing. So this clip that you sent us, and we're going to hear that in just a little bit, we were listening to it, and it seems like from the one clip we heard of you on YouTube, it doesn't sound like you. Is that something, one of the ideas of where you're branching out?
That particular clip that you have now, that was a special song for the Friendship Circle.
Okay, what is that?
Friendship Circle is an organization that recruits volunteers to help out with children, families and children with special needs.
Uh-huh. Okay. And it just seemed like the voice was completely different. Did you, were you in a certain type of mood, or you wanted to present a certain type of song in that sense?
Yeah, that song is a little bit mellow.
Mm-hmm.
And a little bit low key, so I didn't go crazy with that song.
Okay. I guess you're familiar with Moshe Pekar.
Sure, sure.
Okay. And I understand he's going to be backing you up there as well when you're in Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, that sounds good. All right, and is there anything else you can tell us about your music? And, you know, there's one thing I was always wondering, too. Is this a full-time job with you?
I hope for it to become one. Right now, I was just actually in New Jersey.
Uh-huh.
You know, we had the big Exodus experience where I was playing Moses. you know, bringing the Jewish people out of Egypt.
Sure, exactly.
I do a little bit of this, a little bit of that, but music is my...
Your main thing.
Is my main thing.
So, I always wondered, you know, you look at Yaakov Shwaki and Avraham Fried and Marchem and all the guys. I mean, is there really enough money in it with the limited audience, so to speak, that you have?
There really is not.
Mm-hmm.
Especially not in the recording music. Okay. The live performances, maybe.
Okay.
If you can get it.
Yeah, because it seems like there's tremendous talent in that area of the business. And, I mean, there's some people that get into it probably shouldn't. But for the most part, some of them and the quality of the recordings, the quality of the music, the quality of everything they do, you know, Lipa, of course, it just goes on and on. They're very good at what they do, and you kind of feel bad because the audience that's listening to them is very limited.
Right. It's a very small audience. There's only a certain amount you can do.
Sure. Is there any, I mean, do you have any ideas on how to expand your audience?
The question is the trick is to be able to blend the traditional kind of music that everybody likes and everybody's used to. The audience that we have now.
Right.
To use that kind of music, but also to find a certain edge that makes it a little different that can appeal to a wider audience. Like Lippa Schmelzer, you mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
he has a little bit out of appeal. His music is mainstream, but it's got a little bit of, you know, he's got a knetch in there that most people don't have.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it is different. Okay, well, as a final thing, before we get into your clip, do you want to tell us a little bit more about it? I know it's Friendship Circle, but I mean, in terms of what you're trying to convey in this clip we're about to hear.
Well, this is a beautiful song. It was written by a woman here in Crown Heights. It's special. She wrote it special for the Friendship Circle. And it's just it's a prayer, a real special a prayer, both to God and to people as a whole, mankind, to really give a little extra attention to those people who need it, and to give us the strength to do it, and to really appreciate the fact that this is a real special privilege that we have to help other people.
Great. Well, listen, we'll look forward to seeing you then. The Pesach Family Concert with Benny Friedman, which will be live Thursday, April 5th in the Katz Auditorium of the JCC in Squirrel Hill. And the doors will be opening at 7, and the show will begin at 7:30. Benny, why don't you have a safe trip, and we'll hope to see you when you get here.
Thank you so much.
Take care, and have a good Shabbos.
Kosher Frelich and Pesach.
And Kosher Frelich and Pesach, and a good Shabbos.
A meeting was held far from earth with the angels and God above. They said it's time again for another birth. This child will need much love. And though his progress may seem slow, and accomplishments he may not show, let's be careful where he's sent. We want his life to be content. Please, God, find someone new. We'll do this very special job for you, and let them realize right away the leading role they're asked to play. And have them show him till the end. They'll always be there as his friend, share a love so rich and strong. And that's the place where he'll belong. Times get hard, they'll always know she's a gift to them, this child. Give her a friend to hold her hand. Listen close and understand. Take the time to make her grin. Bring out the beauty from within. Please, God, find someone who we'll do this very special job for you, and let them realize right away the leading role they're asked to play. And have them show her till the end. They'll always be there as her friend, and share a love so rich and strong. That's the place where she'll be loved. Please, God, find someone. We'll do this very special job for you, and let them realize right away the leading role they're asked to play. And have them show her till the end. They will always be there as her friend, and share a love so rich and strong. And that's the place where she'll belong. Oh! Show them till the end. We'll always be there as their friend, to share a love so rich and strong. And that's the place where he'll belong. the place where she'll be alone, the place where they'll belong.
And a little taste of Benny Friedman, a little introduction to what you'll hear Thursday, April 5th at the JCC. Feminine Perspective is brought to you each week by Lens Landscaping at 412-372-5215. Lens specializes in shrub and tree care and provides free estimates. Lens says, I'll treat your land like it was my own. Call Lens at 412-372-5215. And now, here's Deborah DeLynn.
Did you know that one of the most important services of the Mishkan was conducted through a foot race? For all us athletes out there, I was pleasantly surprised that a Kohen had to be in shape in order to perform the service. Can you guess what it is? This week is Parshas Tzav, the second portion in the Book of Vayikra, which we began last week. As is well known, the Book of Vayikra is sometimes referred to as Toras Kohanim VeLevim, the Bible of Kohanim and Levim. This book is primarily the one from which you learn the many different aspects and details of the services that were carried out in the Mishkan and later on in the Beis HaMikdash. Even though we aren't able to perform these functions today, we still learn about them because each service of the temple teaches us a lesson in our daily service. The Chasam Sofer takes the word tzav, command, and concludes that since it is the name of the parsha, there must be a significance to it. He says that whenever this word is used, it connotes a command that must be done in haste and with enthusiasm. In Hebrew, we use the term zrizus, zealousness. The portion opens up with Hashem telling Moshe to command Aaron, the newly appointed high priest, and his family about the services they will be required to perform. Interestingly enough, the first avoda they are taught is the Terumas Hadeshen, the sweeping out of the ashes from the altar. While seemingly a menial task, it is placed first to teach us that we must have zrizus, zealousness, for all kinds of mitzvos, even the ones we do on a daily basis and that seem very menial. How do we know this? The honor of doing this task was given to the one who could win a special foot race held for the Kohanim. Whoever won the race carried out the ashes. These spirited races are the prime example for the kind of enthusiasm we need to have for all mitzvos. The pasuk goes on to say, V'ha'esh ha'mizbeach tukarbo, that the fire of the altar shall burn in him. Not that the sacrifice will be consumed by the fire, but that the fire of zrizus shall burn in the one who takes care to perform all his tasks with enthusiasm. After a person works on himself and tries hard to do all the things he's supposed to do with true love and fear for the mitzvah, Hashem tells him that he himself will awaken and feed his enthusiasm, so that nobody will be able to dampen it or take it away from him. This might be the reason why we don't recite the Haggadah, the book we read at the Seder, from the beginning of the month of Nisan. The reason is because we want our children, who play a pivotal role in the Seder, to be excited and eagerly anticipating the telling of the story of the Exodus. In the Haggadah itself, we learn about the four sons, all who ask different questions about the Seder. The Chacham, the wise son, asks about the different mitzvot that we are commanded to do, the Chukim, Eidos, and Mishpatim. He wonders why it is necessary that the word Tzav is used. Why does Hashem need to encourage us to such an extent to do as he asked? We answer him by saying, L'tov lanu kol hayamim l'chayosenu ki hayom hazeh. We are doing these for our benefit, to give us life like the first day. In order to be able to perform these mitzvahs with the same joy and zrizus like we did the first day we got them, we need the divine stimulus of tzav. Through that, we'll be able to do what we need to, with the same happiness that we had when we were finally redeemed from Egypt and became Hashem's chosen nation. Have a good Shabbos and a Chag Sameach.
Eliyahu Hanavi, Eliyahu Hatishbi, Eliyahu, Eliyahu, Eliyahu Hagiladi, Eliyahu, Eliyahu, Eliyahu Hagiladi, Bimhera Bimenu, Yavo Elenu, Imashiach Ben David, Imashiach Ben David, Eliyahu Hanavi, Eliyahu Hatishbi, Eliyahu.
by Goldwasser's story segment is sponsored by Rolodin, where you can get a complete Shabbat dinner for $36.99, which serves four with soup, fish, side orders, challah, and salad. Now accepting orders at 412-521-5555. 412-521-5555. And now, the Jewish Experience Master Storyteller, Rabbi Meir Goldwasser.
After Rav Yisachar Dov of Belz had finished his Seder, he passed through the streets of town to hear how the common folk observed it. From one of the houses burst forth the voice of a householder calling out fervently, "This implies that we should say the Haggadah when the matzah and the moror," but the next word, instead of saying munachim lefonecha, are lying on the table before us, the person mistakenly said mechutonim lefonecha, when the matzah and the moror are associated by marriage. The Rebbe's attendant laughed, but the Rebbe nodded his head and said, "He's right. Matzah and Moror are really associated by marriage." Imagine a rich man who has an accomplished daughter and wishes to marry her off. He finds an accomplished young man, but he is exceptionally poor. He buys some handsome clothes and wishes to have the marriage feast immediately. The young man asks for a delay so that he can make preparations for a proper wedding meal. The rich man is impatient and has the meal commence using the dry bread in the young man's larder. With the passage of time, the young man acts in a way that disturbs the father-in-law. The rich man draws forth some of the rags which his son-in-law wore in the past and says, "Do you remember from what state I saved you?" The young man in turn produces a piece of the dry bread and says, "But you should remember that you wanted me and you couldn't wait." So too, Hashem shows us the moror, the bitter herbs, which remind us of the bitter servitude from which He delivered us. We, in turn, show Him the matzah, which did not have sufficient time to rise, because Hashem was in such a hurry to save us. Indeed, the matzah and the moror are mechutanim. This is Rabbi Meir Goldwasser wishing you all a good Shabbos and a kosher and a freilich and Pesach.
Don't forget, as we wrap up a very special Pesach program, to register your kids in Camp Gan Yisrael for a summer of a lifetime. And the camp runs July 9th to August 17th. Call 412-715-4883. Rabbi Shmuley and Chani Rothman are the directors. Pesach Family Concert, as you heard, with a little sample, Benny Friedman, will be live Thursday, April 5th, Cats Auditorium of the JCC in Squirrel Hill. And for more information, you want to call Rabbi Rothman again at 412-715-4883. B'nai Emunah Synagogue, pre-Pesach lunch and learn, Shabbos, March 31st. Prepare for your Haggadah. Contact the synagogue, 412-521-1477 for reservations. Meeting of Food Addicts and Recovery Anonymous, Shari Torah, every Sunday evening, 7 to 8:30 p.m. Coley Lonnet, 412-422-2224. Don't forget to call us, 412-979-5770, or email jewishexperience@verizon.net if you want to have your mazel tovs on our program. And as we close our special Pesach program, I want to thank our special guest, Benny Friedman, for entertaining us. And don't forget, this Thursday, JCC in Squirrel Hill. And, of course, all to our faithful and cutting-edge staff, as always. Rabbi Meir Goldwasser, Rabbi Yosef Eisen, MusicalMoish.com, Dr. Michael Shulman, Ms. Devorah DeLand, and, of course, our very faithful and always ready to go on the JE. Engineer Jeremy LeBossenstein for another outstanding show. Don't forget, candlelighting time, 7:24 p.m. It's been a lot of fun, but I'm done. Till next week, I'm Hirsch DeLynn. Have a wonderful and restful Shabbat and a kosher and happy, that's the big word, Passover. See you next week. Shabbat.